Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret.
Oh.
Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
Welcome to the sweetest show on internet radio, Honey Soul Radio. I am your hostess, sexual empowerment coach and love connoisseur, the Honey Diva, and I am joined by my co-host, love coach and sex expert, Miss Lady T. How are you doing this evening, Lady T?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. How's your week?
Oh, it's been busy, but it's good. You know, we're just starting off, so I'm getting ready for the International Lingerie Show, you know, as we do every April or March-April.
Yes. And for those of you who are just tuning in and just this is your first time listening to Honey Soul Radio, we want to thank you. Myself and Lady T, we are love coaches, romance coaches, and sex experts. So we are definitely in the sexual adult industry. We service and do educational classes and fun parties and things like that for, you know, to help you spark, keep that flame lit and spark that desire and that passion. So every year we have different trade shows that go on, you know, in Burbank, in Los Angeles, in New York. However, once a year, our organization, which is HPPA, Home Pleasure Party Planners Association, we all meet up once a year around March and April in Las Vegas for the International Lingerie Show, and we take advantage of all, and the opportunity to see new product, new lingerie, get educational classes, and just all kind of really good promotional and enhancement education for our industry. So if anything new that is going to be going on this year with the show that didn't go on last year, Lady T?
No, this is the start of the Halloween season, so Halloween costumes, that's going to be the main focus of the show, and then bringing in a lot of the new products and everything. So I'll be able to come back and talk about some of the new stuff. I missed the show previous, which was in January, so I didn't get to see all of the new stuff. So I'm kind of excited about it, only because I haven't seen it yet. And so, you know, I'll have a lot to talk about in April for sure.
Good, good. Now, last year, we actually did Honey Soul Radio live from Vegas.
Yep, that was fun.
Yes, live from Las Vegas, and we had all of our HPPA members and our sisters there, and that's our time where we bond, and we come from everywhere across the United States, all ends, north, south, east, and west. And that's our time that we get together and we bond and we share and we have a really good time. It's usually at the Rio in a casino and resort hotel. That's usually where everything's taking place. And so this year we'll be able to bond and meet up again and have a lot of fun. And we could possibly do a Honey Soul Radio live from Las Vegas part two.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be good. And last year what we did is we shared new product. We talked a lot about new product. We were open. All of my sisters brought their great personalities, and they just were themselves. And, you know, we even had one of our sisters, Kim Barner, who we call the fellatio queen. She did a little a little head doctor 101 for us, and we had a great time. So I'm really looking forward to getting back with the women and getting back with my organization sisters so that we can have that time together and share in the effects and love of what we love to do, and that's share sexual knowledge and education. Yes. So do you have any new things coming up with your business?
Not really. I am, you know, still working in my love coach practice and revamping my party plan. And pretty much that's it, you know, doing all my life coaching and things like that. So, but other than that, you know, still working on my magazine, going into my seventh year with the magazine. So, yeah.
Congratulations.
So, you know, we're actually getting ready to kind of come out with one for the consumer. So right now the issue is only for business owners, but when I launch the consumer issue, I'll announce it through the station as well.
Okay, good. So you're saying that you're going to start a magazine for the consumer? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, just kind of educate the consumer on kind of what we do and
okay.
the products and everything like that. So, you know, it's always good. A lot of times consumers don't get to really see what we do in the industry, and you know, they're always interested in adult novelty products, and unless they attend a party, some people don't go to stores and stuff like that, but, you know, just to get educated and just really understand, because we have over 20,000 items in our industry, and it could be overwhelming for people who would like to get into it, but or would like to even try things, but just don't know which one to get because there's so many.
Right. It can be intimidating. It can be, especially if it's your first time getting into, you know, really getting in tune with your sexual energy and finding out what it is you want and some things you want to try. It can be intimidating because a lot of times you don't know who to go to.
Right.
You know, you don't know who you can talk to about this. It's not something that most of us could just walk up to our mothers and talk about.
Right, absolutely.
So yeah, it can be intimidating. So that's great. I'm glad that that's coming about for those who are curious and want to know a little bit more about sexual pleasure and products and things of that nature.
Yes.
Now, tonight in this episode of Honey Soul Radio, myself, the Honey Diva, and our co-host, Miss Lady T, we will be discussing what are Kegels and the benefits of Kegel strengthening. We're going to discuss some do's and don'ts for keeping your sugar walls tight and right. Now, for those of you, you're going to hear me say sugar walls a lot. And the reason I say sugar walls, because, you know, that area, that those muscles, the vagina walls, you know, are known to bring so much pleasure to ourselves as well as to our male counterparts. And if you notice, the first thing I said is to ourselves, because for those of us who don't self-pleasure, I need to add that, you know, many people have issues with self-pleasuring. Another word for that is masturbation, okay? I don't personally like to use the word masturbation because it's such a negative connotation that is, like, connected with the word. It's like, ooh, you know, masturbation, ooh, and you automatically think, you know, some very, you know, filthy type of sexual act with yourself. However, my personal opinion and just kind of what I've learned through my educational experience is that if you are not in tune to yourself, if you don't know what you want, you will not be able to express that to someone else. So it's important that you do find your pleasure zones, and most definitely with yourself, because most of us are taught our sexual our sexual education and our sexual processes and most of our sexual experiences as women come from men. We, you know, we kind of do a call and response with them. Men come into our lives and you know, they put it down in a certain way, and we may feel like we have some enjoyment with that, and that's something that we would want to put in our repertoire of things that we want done. So I'm just going to say this evening, ladies, if you want to take the time to actually find out with yourself, for yourself, what you like and what you desire and what brings you enjoyment and fulfillment, that's a great way in communicating sexually with yourself and becoming very in tune to what it is that you want so that you can express your desires to your lover. This evening, we also are going to discuss some so we're going to explore some ways on how to strengthen and tone the pelvic floor to prevent incontinence. And also for those of us who have experienced hysterectomies, also strengthening the pelvic floor and those vaginal walls after pregnancy, things such as pregnancy, hysterectomy, and inactivity are known to weaken the vaginal area. So we are going to discuss ways to strengthen and tone, also ways to increase orgasmic pleasure, and we are going to be informing you of new and improved sexual enhancements that will improve on strengthening those sweet sugar walls. Anything you'd like to say to that, Lady T?
Nope, that's it. I'm just ready.
Okay, good. Now, for all of you listeners, we definitely want to thank you for tuning in and joining us this evening. If you'd like to call in, if you have a comment or question for myself, the Honey Diva, or Miss Lady T, or just in general for the topic or Honey Soul Radio, call 323-784-3608, or you can visit us online in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/Honey Soul. Now, I want to express Kegel exercises are one of the most important exercises for women's sexual health. Just like any muscle, the PC muscles and the pelvic wall can weaken, like I said, due to inactivity, hysterectomy, and childbirth. Kegel muscle exercises are an easy and pleasurable exercise routine that have a host of benefits. You can experience stronger, easier to reach orgasm. You can make your muscles stronger to prevent urinary leakage. Many women, as they get older, they find that their pelvic floor has weakened. A lot of times it's due to inactivity or not doing any type of tightening and strengthening exercises. And the first thing that I want to make very clear is that anytime you are doing any type of vaginal strengthening exercises, including Kegels, is you are actually helping to strengthen that core area. It is that root and that sacral chakra. If that's actually the energy that you are going to be stimulating anytime you are doing Kegel exercises. So not only are you strengthening the pelvic floor and the vaginal walls, but you are also developing your chakra center. You're getting in tuned to that energy, and you're actually beginning to stimulate and generate it so that it actually can move through the other chakra portals in the chakra system. So by squeezing and holding your urine, say you go to the restroom, you're sitting on the toilet, and that same muscle that you use to tighten and hold and pull back on your urination, that's the exact same muscle that you need to use to develop your and strengthen your vaginal walls and that muscle in that area. The pelvic floor and vaginal muscles, like I said, are used to support our core bodies. It carries the weight of our center. So especially if you want to tone your abdomen area, such as crunches, you need to also do them in the correct way. Also, breathing exercises while you're tightening and strengthening actually helps you to maintain a stronger core, stronger pelvic floor, and vaginal muscles. I need to say that when you are doing your Kegel muscle exercises, when you are tightening that area, and if you're on the toilet, like I said, and you're stopping that urine flow, if you're not on the toilet and you want to begin doing that, you can do that in intervals such as exercise reps. So you may want to count to five. You may want to squeeze. One, hold. One, two, three, four, five. Loosen. One, two, three, four, five. Hold. One, two, three, four, five. Loosen. One, two, three, four, five. Now, the good thing about doing Kegel muscles is that nobody can, will ever know you're doing them unless you tell them. You could be washing dishes, you could be ironing, you could be washing clothes, you could be sitting at your desk at work. And the whole time, you know, you are working that area. Anything you want to say to that, Lady G?
Well, yeah. So I felt like I was doing aerobics there for a second. I want to just talk about kind of what you said and kind of give you tips on identifying the correct muscles, because a lot of people they tighten up down there, but they either tighten up their abdominal muscle or their thigh muscles. So I got a couple of tips to help you to do that. So the first one is if you sit on the toilet and place your finger in your vagina and you squeeze the finger with your muscle, you should be able to feel the muscle tighten around your finger. That lets you know that you're using the right muscle. So if you stick your finger in and you squeeze and you don't squeeze your finger, that means you're squeezing the wrong muscle, okay?
Okay.
So you need to make sure that you can feel that. Another thing is, you know, while you're urinating, you like you said, you squeeze the muscle to stop the flow of urine. But don't do that repeatedly. Just do it one time because you don't want to keep doing that.
Yeah, you
and
want
then,
to identify with the muscle. You want to identify
right.
with that area, yeah.
Right. Or you can imagine that you're putting a tampon in, that you have a tampon in, and that's fallen out. But you want to squeeze the muscle to hold that tampon in. Okay, so these are just kind of different techniques to help you to locate the muscle, okay? And then once you have located the muscle, then you can begin your exercises. So now I want to just kind of say something about my experience. On past shows, we've talked about this, and I had a hysterectomy when I was 35. And one of the issues that you can have is menopause. Mine was surgical menopause. The problem that I have over, you know, somebody who just is going through regular menopause is that I had my cervix and everything removed, so I don't have anything in there.
Uh-huh.
And the risk that I have is that my vaginal walls will fall out, you know, from strain or whatever.
So they were pulled out.
Right. And so the problem is that once that happens, and they do come out, I have to have them surgically removed. So I have to stop it before it happens. So that's why Kegels is so important for anyone who's ever had a hysterectomy. A lot of times they don't tell you that, but it's really, really important. So, you know, I went to my doctor and I was like, you know, what can I do? This is before I learned about Kegel instruments. So she said, okay, what you need to do is do 25 rapid Kegels to do about 100 a day. I was like, oh, okay, I could do that. So, you know, 25,
okay.
And that's like not many, right? So
yeah.
I get in there and I, you know, start my little squeeze and stop and squeeze and stop and squeeze and stop. Now, if you've ever done Kegels, ladies, you know that you're like rapidly moving that muscle. And what happens when you do a rapid squeeze and release is it causes you to have an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, wait, this is so confusing for me, and I can't, it's pressure. I can't handle that pressure. I can't walk around doing 25 rapid Kegels in 100 intervals. I'm going to be having orgasms all day long. I'm not going to be able to function. So for me, I have to use an instrument because it's a lot of pressure for me to concentrate doing it without anything.
Okay.
Because instruments help you. They almost force you to do it. So, you know, you can make it fun or it could be stressful. Pretty much,
right.
It's depending on how you do it. And the other thing that I in my research is men do Kegels as well, and it's important for them to do them.
Right, and we're going to talk a little bit about that during the end of the show because we can't forget our brothers.
Okay.
I want to just say something and give my testimony. I believe I identified and experienced my Kegel muscles when I actually was having a G-spot orgasm. And I think I was about 24. And I remember I was riding him, and I kind of leaned forward on his chest. He was a very husky, big man, very built. And I leaned up on his chest, and I had my hands on his pecs. And I remember riding, and as I was riding, I felt, you know, his curve hit that spot. And this is my first time I ever even identified with a G-spot orgasm. And I didn't know what it was. All I knew was that my blood pressure was racing, and I was, like, really grinding harder and pushing harder and doing a, you know, I felt different. My whole body felt different. And what was going on is actually my energy level and you know, that energy, that kundalini was actually rising up and actually about to extend itself. And at the time, like, I didn't know it. I understood later on in life as I got, you know, more in tune. But I recognized that as I was in climax, before the actual orgasm, my vaginal walls were tightening, mm-hmm. and they were doing it involuntarily. I wasn't even trying. So after I finally had that orgasmic release, that was oh so wonderful, but after I finally had it, you know, and I thought back about, you know, what my body had did and you know, the new thing that I experienced and you know, just the new feeling and the freedom that I felt with that orgasmic release, I thought, damn, my muscles was doing something they never did before. And it was like, wow, they can do that. It was like, I can tighten, and I recognize how he was reacting to the tightening and the pulsating of my vagina. So I'm recognizing him, and then I'm feeling the difference in my body, and that's how I identified with him. And from that point, I would lay there, and I would make my vagina, I would just squeeze it. I was like, oh, yeah, this thing's dangerous now.
and you can, and even while he is having intercourse with you, like during certain times of his in and out, you could squeeze on his penis with your muscle, and men love it when it's tight, and especially when he is pulling out. So when you squeeze on him while he's pulling out, it's like amazing. It's an amazing feeling for not only him, and you'll know that it's amazing because of his moan or his reaction, but it feels phenomenal to you. I have some general guidelines that you should do also with Kegel. Can I go over them right now?
Sure.
Okay. So don't do your exercises while you're urinating because it can cause it'll lead to voiding difficulties in the future. So you know how, like, okay, I got to go to the bathroom right now, so let me practice me some Kegels. Don't do that because it'll cause issues for you. Empty your bladder before you begin the exercise just so that you won't have the issues later. Keep your abdominal and thigh muscles relaxed. You know, we tend to want to tense up every time we try to do something, you know, with our muscles down there. And so if you can try to relax and, you know, just lay back or sit or however you're going to do it and just try, because sometimes you don't even realize that you're tensing up. So just think about it. I would probably close my eyes or something, and you can just really be in tune, like you said, with your body. So you'll know what your muscles are doing. So you draw the muscles in and out, and don't strain in your abdomen. Like, don't, like, force it like you're trying to do it. Excuse me. Just let it go natural. and then you breathe while you're holding the muscle contracted. You should be holding like about 6 seconds. You know, squeeze it for 6 seconds and then release it. And make sure that you breathe, because you want to make sure that your muscles stay relaxed. Because if you don't breathe and you're doing it, like you start tensing up, and some people, if you have to do a lot of them, you start freaking out. You know, try to get the maximum tightening for each muscle. Like you said, when you did it, like you, in doing your practices and everything, you felt things that you never felt before, because you never really paid attention to it. And so it was amazing when you actually had that great, that great orgasm. And then try to contract your muscles, you know, while you're in different positions. You can stand, you can sit, you can lay down, you know, put your feet together, have them apart. Don't do them the same way all the time, you know. And just kind of do variations so that you actually will become an expert with it. Now, there's this bar that's out there, and you'll get into that later. But when your muscles are so tight, there's a bar that you can stick in your vagina, and it's really heavy. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's made out of stone.
I know.
You can actually lift that by standing. I picked it up and I was like, "Oh, this thing is heavy," you know.
Right.
I can't lift it. I know I can't do it now, but you know, practicing, you definitely can. So, I also have these, and maybe I could post them somewhere. It tells you how to, like, an exercise week. Like week one, you do this many. Week two, you do this many. You want to get all the way up to doing like 300 of them. Wow, like to me, I'm trying to wrap my head around 300. I couldn't even wrap my head around 100, but 300, you know, and
well, you know, I've gotten so in tuned to my my womb area and my vagina that I do them really because it feels good. But then we're going to get into some different enhancements and products that you can use to actually help to strengthen the area. And, you know, one of the things that I do use is I use a yoni egg, and that's a jade egg. And I got turned on to the jade egg about 3 years ago. I got to, you know, in my research. And, and with that, I find that with the jade egg, that it's just more compatible to the body. It's a much healthier option than what we were taught as far as the metal Benway balls. The Benway balls are they did their job, and, you know, really, to tell you the truth, if you could keep two of them little Benway balls in your vagina and squeeze, and they rotate up, and just to let you know, ladies, the Benway balls are little metal balls. They're usually gold-plated, and they're also known, they have a bigger set that's called stress balls. So if you've ever seen somebody with the stress balls in their hand and they're just kind of going around and around with these balls in their hand, well, the Kegel balls are a much smaller option to that, and they go into the vagina and you should be able to do the same thing. You should be able to actually flip those balls over within your vagina once your walls get trained and get strong and you become in tune. You should be able to flip those balls over. Now, personally, I don't recommend them because they are metal. And just based on the healing energy, I would rather use crystal eggs, and such as the jade. And I also use a rose quartz that is a pink crystal that is in the quartz family that has a very loving vibrational energy. It's very soft. And it really is very compatible to a woman's body. So doing vaginal exercises with the egg also increases blood flow to the vaginal area and helps you with stimulation as well as lubrication. So it strengthens the pelvic floor and increases orgasm. But because I know that that yoni egg is in, I'm constantly, no matter what I'm doing, where I'm going. And the thing about the yoni egg, it's not so small. I got a medium. So they have small, medium, and large. I have a medium. And with the medium, it sits just right, and it cradles in up towards my cervix. So it's way up there. You can get it drilled, a hole drilled in it, where you could actually put a string in it, like if you know you need to pull it out. Or you can just get it solid without the hole. And you can put it up there and let it rest up there. And I actually keep mine in anywhere between 4 to 5 days before it's even ready to come out. I allow it to come out on its own. And a lot of times when you're just getting started with the yoni egg, when you actually put it in, it's going to take you a while to get used to it, because when you go to use the bathroom, when you go to urinate, and when you go to have that, you know, that number two, that bowel movement, it's going to come out. So a lot of times when you first start using it, you know, you put your hand down there and you're trying to catch it, piss all over your hand. Because the main thing is you're trying not to let it fall in your poo. You know, you're trying not to let it fall in your shit. So you're trying to hold on and keep it going. But after a while, you know, like now I can actually use the restroom. I can urinate. I can do number two. I can do all that. It's still in there. I can tighten it up to where it won't come out, and I could still keep it tight and still be able to release all of my fluids in my excavation. So it's the mystical jade egg. It's a 2,000-year-old secret that ancient mystic women have known about and have used for years. It is just now really coming out and coming on the front line. At Honey Love Lingerie and More, the romance store, which I am the owner of, is a sexual empowerment boutique. We actually promote the use of the mystical jade egg and the rose quartz. And the reason that I'm really going into the mystical jade egg is because that's the first one I use. That's the first one I usually promote first with women who are you know, interested in keeping their sugar bowl and their sugar walls tight and right. They say the jade egg has been used in China and other civilizations for centuries in aiding women in tightening their vagina, and as well as awakening and cultivating their sexual energy. So when you are looking for uses and things to use and enhance that area in tightening and keeping that area stronger, you may want to really examine what it is you are putting inside of your vagina. Certain products and materials should not be in the vagina area. You may not have any long-term health issues or short-term health issues because of it, but what it does, it doesn't integrate well with your energy, with your body's energy, with your chakra system, with that your nervous system, with your just basic physical electrodes. It doesn't necessarily integrate well. So what happens is I find women have headaches when they use the metal. They also have some other metal type of, it's like, it kind of looks like a figure eight, Lady T, and it's like metal, and you put it in, you squeeze it. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have that product, and I've heard women say that they've actually gotten headaches from that, and I believe it's because the metal's not agreeing with the body.
Right.
So you definitely want to watch out for the different materials and things that you are putting inside of your body when you are going into Kegel exercisers. Okay, so that's
yes.
Just one of the things.
I mean, the good thing about the jade egg is because it is jade, and like you said, definitely it's good for your energy and for your body. But for those people who can't get that jade egg right now, I don't really do the Benoit balls that much anymore either. And here's a couple of other reasons other than what you've already said. Is it because they're really small balls? Sometimes they get lodged into your pelvic area. And, like, I've had people who, they're not going to stay there. They'll come out once you move around. But you panic. and it can become very stressful. I've had people who got them lodged in for hours, and so they're freaking out, and they can't, for so hours, a couple of hours of their day, they're trying to figure out how to get these balls out of them. So in the industry that we work in, we have new ones that have been developed that almost look, well, they actually do look like the jade egg, but they're crystal. But they're crystal. And they come in small, medium, and large as well. So that's another option for someone who wants to try it. And they do look like an egg, and they're pretty nice size, just like the jade egg. I mean, the jade egg definitely is going to be your ideal Kegel exerciser because of the material and everything about it. But the crystal ones are, you know, less costly. They're not as expensive as the jade egg, but the jade egg is going to last you forever, you know, because it's pretty. It's a solid egg, for sure.
Okay, and yeah. You know, those crystal eggs are nice, and they there are two of them. So you can either work one or you can work two. Now, the joy of working two, that means you got to be up on your game to be able to work two.
Yeah, definitely.
You got to have some pussy power.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have to be able to hold. I mean, it takes skill to hold one in.
Yes.
And it takes real skill to hold two of them up there. So, definitely, even if you buy one that has two of them in there, always try one first. Until, like you said, you got to get used to it, because when you first did it, you go to the bathroom and it wants to plop out, you know. And the other good thing about the jade egg or the crystal eggs is that you don't have to worry about if you go through a metal detector, because they don't go off like the metal ones do. So that's another good thing.
Right. Now, for all of you who are listening, we want to thank you for joining us. Now, if you'd like to call in, if you have a question or a comment, please do so, 323-784-3608. Or you can visit us online in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/honeysoul. Now, we're going to go ahead and take a five-minute Honey Soul break. We'll be right back. So stick and stay, Honey Soul Radio.
Said I went to the mountain.
Don'ts in keeping your vaginal walls healthy. also how to strengthen and tone the pelvic floor, preventing incontinence, increasing orgasmic pleasure, and also we will be sharing new and improved sexual enhancements that will improve and enhance your sexual pleasure. Now, for all of you who are listening, we want to thank you so much for joining us. If you'd like to call in, please do so. 323-784-3608. Or you can visit us online in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/honeysoul. Yeah, we opened up the hour with Escape's Softest Place on Earth. I thought that was very fitting for this evening, as well as D'Angelo's The Root, because for those of you who are just tuning in, here at Honey Soul, we provide you with sensual and sexual knowledge based on Black love and awareness. And with that, our love and our intimacy and our sexual union is the root to all of our healing. And until we actually identify with our sexual, spiritual nature, we will continue to stay in dissension and divided and separate. But first we must know our roles. And as women, we must know our roles, and we must know the power of our vagina, the power of our pussy persuasion. And with that, we need to identify and know how to keep them tight and right and keep them strengthened. Exercise is essential to good health. And we go to the gym and we exercise and we do weight training and toning and we run and we walk. However, the muscles that are forgotten about most are our sexual organs, and they need to be exercised as well. So men, don't forget that you also need to do Kegel exercises that will help you to remain and have stronger erections, help you to maintain ejaculations. It helps you with your standard techniques to avoid erectile dysfunctions. Studies have shown that many men who struggle with ejaculation, it's associated with weak PC muscles. So in order for you to have more intense and stronger ejaculations, as well as being able to maintain and not have premature ejaculations or to hold your ejaculation, first off, you need to really get in tune with your breathing. Your breathing is mandatory, especially women as well. You need to definitely get into your breathing. You need to maintain your breathing when you are in your sexual activity, as well as get into your course of breathing when you are actually doing your Kegel exercises. Men, you may want to lie on your stomachs and actually squeeze in your muscles, your testicles, squeeze them in, squeeze in that anal muscle, and you want to squeeze and hold and release and squeeze and hold and release. And this actually helps to improve your bladder. If you have difficulties with prostasis, if you have urinary and bowel incontinence, things of that nature, this will definitely help you to strengthen that area. But most definitely, and most important, brothers, I need to tell you, if you are listening, that ejaculation isn't necessarily the goal when having sex. It is a man's role to be able to please his woman. Men are releasers and women are absorbers. So we are constantly absorbing your energy. We are constantly absorbing you and giving you back your reflection, giving you back your vision. We are your reflectors. That's our role. And once we understand that it's our design nature to go into our sexual experience to make love and to actually be in tune in at one with one another. Many of our vaginal issues ladies, are from men thrusting and beating up the vagina. There's healing in sex. Sex should always be, you know, thought of as healing. And that's healing of mind, body, and spirit. So, you know, most of us women and men have been taught that sex needs to be rushed. You know, it needs to happen violently. Daddy Duvain likes to say, you know, there's a raping going on. And because of our colonization, we've been taught, you know, through European standards, how to do a lot of things. And one of the things we've been taught is our sexual activity, you know, how to also go into our sexual routines. And because they come into a land with a people and they rummage and pillage and they go at war and they rape the land and the people, and that's kind of the mindset and the mentality that we have. So sex has become a violent act, and we don't necessarily recognize it because we've been taught that that's the normal thing. But many of our vaginal issues come from our lack of proper lovemaking. So I just definitely wanted to put that out there. And also, Lady T, do you have anything you want to say to that?
Well, you know, I mean, the other benefit for men in doing that is, you know, because especially in black males, they have the they're more prone to get prostate issues,
cancer,
and so cancer and then inflamed and swollen. So by doing Kegels, it helps to reduce that, because the whole purpose of it is it's like a milking of the prostate. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be done in a sexual nature. And again, like you were saying, it's not necessary for men to just, like, you know, get in there and thrust and hit and, you know, go crazy. But, you know, to relax and take your time and, you know, and really do what it is that you're supposed to. It's not to get in there and then ejaculate and it's over, you know, because that's where people think that's what they're supposed to do. A lot of men do.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to also add that another kind of exercise that they could do to, you know, you can sit and do them anywhere, watching TV, wherever, just like women, we can do it. But then also, if you want to kind of see the strengthening portion of that, just take a towel and put it on your penis, and then you start to Kegel, and you can actually see how the strength is progressing just by the movement and the watching of the towel, you know, because a lot of times if you don't actually see it, some men think that it's not really working, and it is. And if you do it over time, it makes it stronger. So it's really important to for both women and men for your own health to engage in Kegel exercises.
I got a little excited when you said that. I did. I could see a brother sitting on my couch, buck naked, just listening.
With
a towel?
With a towel?
I'm going to throw a towel on there. While he's sitting there, I'm going to throw one on there and just let him just do the exercises, baby. Just come on, pull it up. Do your sets.
just let it go up and down?
Up and down. I just want to stand there and look at it.
You know, I had got a message earlier from someone, you know, when we were talking about, you know, the putting the eggs in, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, how we were saying, you know, putting one in, and she said she could put two in with no problems. And I said, okay, well, yeah.
Yeah, you're the bad
That's
girl.
What I'm talking about. Yeah, you are
you're the
bad
girl.
Sister.
More power to you, sis.
Yes, honey. Cause,
I like
cause,
that.
There's a lot of people who aren't able, you know. But, you know, and just really don't even take the time to really understand it, I mean, they think, oh, I don't need that. Believe me, you may not need it now, but as time continues to come upon you, eventually you will. And if you do it now, you won't have to worry about it.
Right.
And it becomes a habit. You're just going to keep doing it. It's just going to be it's just like when you get up and exercise every day. You're exercising your muscles in your body. Exercise those walls as well, you know, and keep them strong and tight so that you can not only just, you know, stop yourself from peeing all over the place when you get older, but make you strong within, you know.
Right.
So even when you walk in and talk in,
yes.
It makes you strong within.
Yes, it does. And thanks for pointing that out. Also, I want to touch on the fact that we as women, I've noticed there are some clients that come to me that have no idea what I'm even discussing or talking about when I discuss Kegel strengthening exercises. And I don't mind teaching them. I'm actually having a class this Saturday. Honey Love is having a Kegel strengthening workshop, and it's going to be 3 to 4 hours. And everything basically that we're going over here, we're going to go over in that workshop. However, it's going to be more intense, more hands-on, and we're actually going to stand and do exercises and sit and do exercises so that we can start retraining that area. But I want to also bring some thought to the anxiety that can surround the lack of strength with our vaginal area, especially, you know, when it's promoted that, you know, young, tight vagina is youthful, you know, and a lot of us women, we're getting older. Our bodies are changing, and gravity is definitely, you know, having its way with its law. And with that, a lot of times we start becoming a little depressed because we understand that we aren't as maybe as young and maybe feeling as vibrant as we were when we were younger. However, I need to tell you that there is always the possibility of you reducing the anxiety surrounding your libido, reducing the anxiety of your vagina being tight and youthful. On a physical level, the problem isn't necessarily exercising the pelvis. The pelvic needs to be exercised regularly, daily anyway. But with any healthy exercise program, there's always a warm-up. So remember, you want to get your mind into it. You want to be there. You want to be present in the moment. So you definitely want to get your mind into it, and you want to do some stretching. You want to start off stretching. Also, like I said, get your mind into it, your consciousness. Bring your consciousness into that area, okay? Focus on that area. Bring your attention, your mind, your body, your energy into that area. The exercise itself needs to be done with joy. You need to be happy. You need to feel as though you are doing something positive and you are increasing your development, your strength, and your overall energy level. Also, a cool down and stretching period is also necessary when you're done, and as well as just relaxation. So you might want to take that time to meditate. They also have yoga exercises that can actually help you as well to stimulate and also strengthen the pelvic floor, those core muscles. And one of those exercises has to do with downward dog. Downward facing dog is a great exercise where your palms are actually on the floor and your back is at 180 and then your feet are on the floor. So you actually look like you're in a triangular position. And you definitely want to relax in your breathing and you want to rest there. And then from there, you want to walk your way up. Also, another one that I particularly like is Vatsana, and it's when you're laying on the floor and your knees are in the air, okay? Your feet are on the ground, but your knees are up. And you actually put your palm on the floor as well, and you relax yourself in your breathing and push your pelvic up in the air and just push it up as far as it can go. And as you do that, just tighten those muscles. And remember to meditate and relax as much as you possibly can while you are doing these yoga exercises. Now, I also want to bring up that if the vagina is too strong or too tight, it can actually impede relaxation. And actually, you can squeeze the penis so hard that a man can actually lose his erection as well. So many of us have been told that, you know, the tighter we are and the more we tighten up around the penile area, you know, he likes it. But I've actually had an experience personally where I did tighten up so hard around that brother's penis, and somehow I hit that vein. I hit that vein, and he was sore for a few days. And we couldn't do anything after that for a few days. And you know, I was still kind of young, and I was developing those muscles, and, you know, I felt I had gotten pretty good, and I knew how to do some tricks and, you know, make some things happen and you know, kind of make the penis bow down to what I wanted it to do. And so with that, you know, I was working my skills, and I had tightened up, and actually I had tightened up so much that I had actually bruised that vein, that one nice thick vein that kind of runs up that penis. I had bruised that, and we actually didn't have sex for about 3 or 4 days, and we were very sexually active. So I need to also add that suppleness leads to greater and deeper orgasm. Too much tension in our pelvic muscles can inhibit healthy blood flow. So you want to pay attention that suppleness as well as dexterity are very important when dealing with the vagina. So you want to have a softness and then still fairly have an ability to squeeze and contract as well. So you want, you know, you want to be able to understand how you're able to kind of melt open and soften your pelvic floor, as well as be able to skillfully use your pelvic muscles and squeeze to cultivate a deeper pleasure potential. So that is very important, to learn your rhythm. Each woman has a rhythm, and you need to become very in tune to that rhythm. So remember, suppleness, softness, the ability to be soft, the ability to be wet, the ability to be juicy, full, and ripe as women. That's who we are. That's who we are by nature. Juicy, full, and ripe. You know, I was speaking to someone the other day, and, you know, they was like, damn, what's going on with you? And I know I had this very sultry personality at that time, very sultry energy, and that's because I was extremely ripe. I was very full, very juicy, and very ripe. And when we get like that, we're at our best. It's when our female energy is at its highest. It's when we have the ability to attract the opposite sex without even trying. And some of us attract the same sex. So, you know, it's just something that you have to pay attention to and get into the rhythm of your suppleness, as well as your dexterity. And dexterity of the vagina is it's hardly spoken of. It is actually the key secret to profound pleasure for us as women, okay? The ability to access, squeeze, and contract them. We are literally awakening our vagina in ways that we've never experienced. We're awakening that energy. We're awakening that sacral chakra. We're awakening that kundalini. We are actually awakening our creativity. So these exercises are very, very important to female health. Do you have anything you want to add to that, lady?
Yeah, when you're talking about juices and ripe, doesn't necessarily mean that you are juicy in your vagina, okay? Because I'm juicy and ripe, but I'm not wet.
Right.
I have vaginal dryness. But I still can get it flowing. So for you women who experience, because it's nothing, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you just because you don't have juices flowing out. That's not, and correct me if I'm wrong in that interpretation, that doesn't mean that you have to be wet there to be ripe. If you are not wet, then, you know, like for me, I always make a joke about, you know, when I sneeze or I cough, powder comes out.
Oh, Lord.
I just make a joke out of it, but it's just because I experience vaginal dryness. So in that instance, what I do is I use a lubricant daily, and I just apply it on just to keep me from chafing and or, you know, because when your vagina is dry, it could hurt. You know, and like you were saying, sometimes when you get a little too tight, and you can hurt him, but also if you're too dry, he can hurt you. And so
mm-hmm.
you just definitely
exactly.
want to make sure, you know, that all the way around, you want to make sure that you keep it moist. And I think in the olden days, when you were pregnant, they were telling you, like, witch hazel or something like that. You could use those things, but, you know, a good lubricant, definitely. And, you know, if you're definitely into, like, natural, there's a couple of good natural lubrications out there that you can apply on a daily basis, not during sexual performance, but just to use every day and apply it just to keep you nice and loose. You know, when you need to be loose, but so that you can work your muscles correctly. For
right.
sure. Yeah.
Yes, and also, if I could add to that, a natural lubricant, by the way, is coconut oil. Coconut oil is an excellent and natural, very inexpensive lubricant. However, I need to make you aware that it is also used as birth control. So, if you are trying to conceive, it's not best to use coconut oil. But then also, too, if you like a little flavored lubricant, I know they have, is it Earthly Body? They have Earthly Body flavored all-natural lubricant as well as Wet. Wet is a very popular lubricant that is FDA approved. I personally don't like the KY lubricants. Because they actually started off in the medical industry, and they were known for speculums and finger insertions. And they actually crossed over into the sex industry, and they are doing poorly. I've heard nothing but major
complaints.
Well,
that's because they're thick.
Yeah.
You know, they're thicker
and
than
that. But they dry up, too, and they actually make end up making it more tense. It's more tension. Versus,
yeah, I mean,
so,
I always say
you want to be very aware. Of
yeah.
what you put inside and what you're using as far as lubrication.
Yeah, and with the KY, who wants to feel like they just came from a OBGYN? Because that's what it feels like, you know, when they get up and when they do the see, I don't forgot the name of it. I haven't had one in so long.
Finger insertion.
Pelvic exam.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they stick that thing inside of you, who wants to feel like that? I mean, it's like... I know that when I used to get it done, it was just when I got up from the table, it was just I just felt violated, actually, and I hated it. And so, you know, having to clean that lubricant off with that little paper that they sit on the bed, you know, I
yeah.
mean, it's just kind of gross to me. So who wants to use that outside of the medical? So, yeah, I can understand on that KY, jelly, but there's a lot of really good lubes out there. And so, you know, if you don't know, that's when you talk to your sexual health advisor, like Tracy or myself, or people who come in, like we're in the home party sector. So like when we have people who come into your home, you know, we are trained on making sure that, you know, we advise on the best product for you. So, but yeah, you know, vaginal health and prostate health for men are very important for you know, your sexual health and just your health in general.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Also, if I would like to promote a very good product that is fairly new, it is called the Luna Bead. And that's the Lilo Luna Bead. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Lady T?
Yeah, okay, so the Luna Bead, yeah, they're kind of like a Kegel ball, but encased in really, it's kind of like not a hard plastic. It's not silicone, but it's encased in a plastic. Well, I'm going to call it plastic shield, and then there's a silicone wrap around it with a string. So the cool thing about the Luna Beads is that they come in weights. So one of them is weighted, you know, one strength, and then you have the other one for a higher strength. When you are learning how to wait a minute, I'm getting my beads confused. I'm thinking of something else. Sorry. Did I get my beads confused? Because I was talking about something else. You know what I was talking about? I was talking about the Lilo ones because they come in weighted. I'm sorry. Luna beads.
Luna. Yeah, they're the Lilo Luna beads. And they're
Lilo. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm thinking of Fun Factory.
They're the best-selling Kegel weights for health and pleasure.
Okay, I was talking
and
about...
And they're like... You were talking about the Fun Factory ones, but I was talking about the Luna. They're
actually like a
barbell, but they look like a barbell.
Well,
did
they're separate.
Little? Yeah.
Yes,
but they're separate. They have a weight in each of them, a little weight.
Right, but they're separate.
Mm-hmm.
There's two strengths there. I had it right.
Right.
So
right.
You can put two of the, like, let's say that they were 6 ounces or whatever. So you can put those two in together, or you can go up to a higher one. So you can put one low and one high, or you can put two of the higher weights in. It gives you the balance of, instead of going with the stronger ones, because you're not ready for the strong ones, you go with the smaller ones, and then you graduate up and maybe keep a small one in and a large one. Basically, the whole idea of this is an exerciser, and they are encased so that they're not in there individually, but they're put in a protective silicone casing that you can actually pull out when you're ready to release them. Kind of almost like the drilled jade egg, but these are separate individual balls. And the kind of cool thing about them is that when you move around, the weighted ball that's inside of it kind of hits the walls of the encasing, sending out to your tissue, because our vagina tissue is very delicate and sensitive. That's why you don't want to get it all beat up, you know, and all scratched up and all, you know. Tell people when they are your partners, be gentle down there. You don't have to pull on it and you know, poke it and bang on it. Be gentle with it because it is tissue and it can get damaged. And so these beads of the weight and how they're cased can exercise and bring it back to good health. So if it's all beat up, and everything, you can definitely help to heal. It's good for healing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely love those Luna beads because, one, the material is really good, and as long as you take care of them, they'll last you for a lifetime.
And I need to say that the thing that I do like about them, because there are two sets, you get two sets. And like you said, one is a higher weight and one is a lower weight. So you actually can go through both of them, and you can actually manipulate the walls of your vagina and learn how to start actually controlling the tension and the release of it because of the different weights. So maybe on Monday I can use the higher weight, and then on Tuesday I can use the lower weight. So it's just like going to the gym and saying you're putting on 50, you know, 50 to 100 pounds on the weight machine, and then, you know, the next day you may take a break, but Wednesday you may go in and you're doing a lower set. You know, it's all in conditioning. And that's what the Lunar Beads does, the Lunar Beads. And, of course, for those of you who know about the planets, Luna means moon. So the Lunar Beads, that's what they are for. They are to condition the vaginal walls, and they actually help with any type of pelvic floor disorders. They actually help with tone and tightness, and they're actually an elegant update on the classic Benway balls.
Yes.
However, without the metal.
Yeah, definitely. And they're a very high-end product. Their whole line is a high-end product line, and definitely worth an investment. And so, you know, this could be in lieu of using, like, your jade egg. So let's say you had a jade egg, but you want to just try, like you said, these are like exercise weights for your vagina.
Yes.
You can mix and match, and, you know, and you don't have to do the same thing over and over again. There's so many different tools out there. Like, there are bars as well that you can use. They come in all different styles, and I believe there is one that, I don't think it's jade, but it's a stone, and I'll have to get the name for you. But these are really weighted. I mean, they're really, for a person who is just starting off, I wouldn't go with a really heavy weighted tool.
No, you're going to do more damage than healing.
And you'll be frustrated also because you won't be able to lift it if you're not strong enough, and so then it'll discourage you. You know, so don't get in there and think that you're going to go and, you know, go in a gym and you want to lift 150 pounds and you can't even lift 25, or you can't even lift 10, you know, just single. So you don't want to put a 100-pound weight inside of you that you can't lift. I mean, they're not 100 pounds, but just you don't want to, you know, go for the big one right away and think that, oh, yeah, I'm going to tighten her up in like a week, because it doesn't work. It goes over time, patience, and you definitely have to go in there with the right state of mind. You know, don't go in there trying to rush because, oh, I want to be tight for him today. No, it doesn't work like that. And just like you said at the beginning, definitely have to have your mind right. Because, you know, having your mind right helps you to maneuver through whatever it is that you're going to do, whether it be exercising. The meditation definitely is the key. You know, I'm just really starting to get into yoga, too, and that helps kind of with your overall health. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does. So for those of you who are listening, once again, we want to thank you for joining us here on Honey Soul Radio. If you'd like to call in with your comments and questions, please do so at 323-784-3608, or you can visit us online in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/Honey Soul. We're going to go ahead and take a 5-minute Honey Soul break. So meet us right back here and stick and stay, Honey Soul Radio.
paradise, come on. Well, so I'm gonna set you right, and I'm starting here tonight. Well, shine like the moon and strong like the sea. More expensive than money, more valuable than anything. Juicy mango summer peach. Make a lame man walk and a fool man hungry. Well. And if you don't know what I'm saying, then baby, I'm telling you. There's power in them rolling hills. Come on. You're a prized possession, not everybody's worthy. Only reason I know, cause I headed down that road. And it'd be a shame for you not to have your own glow. Come on. Between your eyes. Well, so I'm gonna set you correct so you can get what you should get. Yeah. Well, intuition, something sweet. Well, let you know what you know, that you find before you see.
Well, spirit of discernment, pray for every day.
Let you know who should go and who you should let stay. And if you don't know what I'm saying, then baby, I'm telling you.
As usual.
How are you feeling about this show this evening?
Well, you know, this is one of my favorite topics because I love sexual health. You know, I've been in this business probably, I want to say about 20 years. And I think I've expressed before, I wish I would have started earlier.
Oh.
So I just absolutely love it.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Well, I've been in this business quite a while, too. I've been on both sides of the fence. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I have to say this side feels real good. So, and for those of you who are listening, we want to thank you for joining us. If you'd like to call in, please do so at 323-784-3608, or you can visit us online in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/honeysoul. This evening's topic is Kegels, keeping your sugar walls tight and right. We have explored ways on strengthening and toning the pelvic floor, increasing orgasmic pleasure. We have informed you of new and improved sexual enhancements that can improve on strengthening those sweet sugar walls. We've also discussed how to control orgasm as well as manipulate the penis with your vaginal area. I want to touch a little bit on uterine prolapse, the risk and the symptoms. Usually uterine prolapse, also known as prolapsed uterus, is when the uterus has dropped down into the vagina, and that usually happens in very severe cases. Severe cases such many times the uterus is even outside of the vagina, and a lot of that comes from inactivity. Ladies, that beating up of the vaginal area, men beating it up, you know, things are going on up there. There's a lot of loosening of the tissues. Tissues are damaged. They can't regain strength. You know, gravity is doing its thing. You know, frequently, other organs in that area are displaced. The prolapsed bladder begins to bulge. That's what you'll find. The first thing is you'll find some type of bulge. You know, things that just kind of feel out of place. You won't necessarily be able to put your finger on it, but you know something, you know, isn't necessarily right down there. Now, many times what we'll do is we'll ignore it because we might not see a discharge or we might not have a smell. You know, usually us as women, we become more conscious of our vaginas when we either get a discharge or a smell. That's when we become conscious of our vagina. Me, every year around my birthday, I get a full exam. Every year. Been doing it for years. Been doing it since I was young. Every year around my birthday in August, I go get pap smear, blood work, everything. Blood pressure, weight, all that. I check off. I get a full physical, and I want to know the results of everything. I get my breasts examined, you know, especially being after 40. After the age of 40, I go get a mammogram. So these are things that I do every year. Ladies, just because you have no symptoms does not necessarily mean that things are not going on with your body. As women, we need to be conscious of our health, okay? Many women don't even realize that they have that their uterus is falling. But that could have been prevented if you would have went in for a physical without feeling or recognizing any symptoms. There's also something called rectum prolapse. Rectums can bulge through the vagina floor, okay? Vaginal delivery, smoking, and family history are great risk factors. Also, genetic predispositions have been known. Pushing out big-ass babies. Having those big-ass babies 9, 10-pound children actually can damage the tissue, and it can never necessarily completely regain its strength. And what happens is age and gravity many times compound the problem. So I need to tell you, and I'm going to keep pushing, ladies, to go get your physicals. Be preventive, okay? We want to get out of this intervention thinking and be more on prevention. Many things could have been prevented if we would have walked in when nothing was going on, just out of the love for ourselves to say, okay, I'm here to check on my health, you know. And I'm proud to say, you know, 46 years old, I have no health issues at all. No high blood pressure, no diabetes, you know, no vaginal issues, no breast issues, no blood issues. I'm in optimal health. And that's something that I'm proud of because I'm always, every year, I'm going in and I want to know what's going on with me. You know, once a year, I'm at the dentist. I don't have to wait for my teeth to hurt. I don't have to wait to have a toothache. I don't want to wait for a toothache. I'm into intervention. I want to know before something gets started. If anything is going on with me, I want to be able to get to the root of that thing before it takes over. So be very aware of that, ladies. Don't wait until, you know, you get some discharge or you have an odor or you feel like something's going on. Take the initiative and be proactive in your health because you and your effort is your first line of defense when it comes to any type of irregularity or illness going on with the body. A lot of times, by the time the uterus drops low enough for the vagina, many times it's already filled the cervix. It's completely filled the cervix and the opening of the vagina. And in, like I said, in severe cases, the uterus can actually drop outside of the vagina. I actually had a client call me while she was in the bathtub, call me crying, asking me what was going on. Something was felt like she was coming out of her vagina. She knew she wasn't pregnant. You know, and I was like, you better run your ass to the hospital. You better run your ass to the doctor. You know, and she was like, I'm putting my finger up there, and it's something that's really soft. And I said, it sounds like your uterus has dropped on you, honey. And sure enough, that's what happened. So you have anything you want to say to that, Lady T?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the same thing you're saying, just the strain of it all. You know, like a lot of people like to strain. They like to strain when they go to the bathroom. Mm. I mean, they strain for a whole bunch of stuff, and you have to be really, really careful. And even if you don't have a uterus or any of that, like in my case, that you still have to maintain your good health and make sure that you get checked out. A lot of us don't like to go to a doctor, but it's really important because, like you said, sometimes we don't have symptoms. But, you know, And it's okay to have a discharge because that's just the naturalness of our bodies, you know, because our body, our vagina is like a self-cleaning oven. It just cleans uh-huh. itself on a natural basis. And, you know, one of the myths that I learned for women is, you know, when I was younger, I thought I had to, like, douche regularly, and you do not. You don't have to. You don't have to put vinegar and all that stuff there. It actually takes away from your natural lubricant and your natural cleaning ability when you do that. And so, you know, because some people feel like they have to do it, you know, once a week and all of that, but you really don't have to do that. But it's really important to be in tune with your body so that you know when something is irregular or something does fall out of place, you know, like the lady that called you, she knew something was wrong, you know. And you can feel it, like it, when you cough or laugh, you know, little things, uh-huh. can add a strain. I'm not saying don't laugh and don't cough, but because you have to do that. But you'll notice when something is off, and really kind of stay in tune with yourself. Just like when you're in a lovemaking session, you need to be in tune with your partner. Like, you can tell when things are happening. That's because you know the rhythm. You know him. You know his body. You know the feelings and everything. And if you don't know that, that's something you need to learn. You know, just really learn sensations and movements and things like that, because that's really important overall. So, you know, I'm a little older than you, not much, but I'm a little older than you, although I have some, like, I do have high blood pressure, but overall my general health is really good, you know, and I try as best I can to check myself as well, you know, go to the doctor and do the things. But it, you know, I'm not going to say I always did that when I was younger, but I definitely do it now that I'm older.
Well, you know, I had a lot of risky behaviors when I was younger. So mm-hmm. I had, you know, I maintained a great relationship with my gynecologist.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know,
especially if you got that little risky behavior going
yeah.
on. So, yeah.
It's a risky behavior. So, I maintained a great relationship with my gynecologist. As a matter of fact, me and her are still friends today. But that was when I was in California. But my gynecologist now, and I always go to women. I just feel really comfortable with women.
Mm-hmm.
She knows. She knows every year in August I'm coming in. And she already
right.
knows what to do. I don't even have to say anything. She just, you know, she gets on it because that's what I do. You know, that's who I am. So I'm real proud that I do have that intervention thing going on. And as women, we really need to be up on that. And it's just not for our vaginal health, ladies, but for our emotional and mental and spiritual wellness as well. You know, it feels good to know that you are secure in your health. Because
right.
our wealth is in our health. If we're not whole, and if anything is off balance, I mean, we've learned how to maintain our unbalances. We've learned how to maintain them and seem and wear our mask and masquerade and still have a feeling that is not necessarily healthy and still be able to move through life. And move on and get things done. But just think of how much better and how efficient and effective you can be in your best health, your best healthy state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being in balance physically, mentally, and emotionally, spiritually, to the best of your capacity with you being in this, you know, in this day and age. You know, eating right, eating foods that help to stimulate creativity, help to stimulate, you know, higher energy levels,
mm-hmm.
help to stimulate wellness and good health. You know, B vitamins are great for reducing stress. Get you a nice B vitamin complex with all the B vitamins at a health food store, particularly now. I like the Now product. They've been around a long time, and they're very authentic in their quality vitamins and minerals and nutrients. So I usually get the Now product. But a B complex vitamin helps to reduce stress. Also, St. John's wort, for those of you who are into herbs. St. John's wort helps to reduce stress. Lavender bath. You can use Epsom salt. I've been turned on now to the Himalayan pink salt, and that works really well with the chakra system and the energies in your body. You have 84 essentials that actually work and link up with your body's chemistry. So, you know, lavender bath salt, lavender bath, spiritual baths, times to relax and really meditate and think about, you know, good health. Think, you know, positive thoughts. Tell yourself daily affirmations that are going to encourage you to be the best you that you can be now and in the moment. So these are things you definitely want to add into your wellness routine so that you can perform, like I said, at optimum health and have a greater understanding of who you are and a greater understanding of your pleasures and what it is you want out of life in general. Because, like I said, that area within male and female, that area alone, that core area is, you know, and I've said this on many of my shows, is that sacral chakra area, and that's where our creativity, our honesty, our imagination, our willingness, all of that lies in that area. All of that is in that area, and it actually, our ability to be social, our ability to be, I think, well, I said honest, yeah. All of that is in that area. When that chakra is actually blocked, which it is in so many cases, many of our chakras are blocked and we don't necessarily know it. But when that area is blocked, it actually limits our ability to manifest on a higher level of abundance. So sex should always be with the intent to heal. That pleasure should come from a healing potential. When you lay down with your lover, you know, everybody's into this rough sex now, wanting to beat it up. I have said this over and time again, and I will repeat it. I don't want no man who says he wants to beat my pussy up or tell me, ooh, you're going to let me beat it up. Hell no, I ain't going to let you beat it up. No, I'm at a state and an area in my life where I understand the healing potential of lovemaking. And that's what it is. Listen to the word, love making.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, you are making love, making love. Something that has been taken out of context, hasn't been given its full authority, because now people don't want to love. They just want to have sex. Everything is just, you know, bedroom sex. So, you know, it's just good to have a better understanding of that area and its function and how important it is to really strengthen, identify, and be extremely conscious. That area needs to be nurtured. It needs to be enjoyed. It needs to be accepted. And more so is accepted, it needs to be nourished. It needs to be nurtured. All of our emotional imbalances stem from the imbalance of the sacral chakra and the inability for it to flow freely. Our sexual dysfunction comes from the blockage of the sacral chakra. And this area is blocked because of an experience that may have happened in our life, or an accumulation of experiences, to where we have learned unconsciously how to turn that off, that energy off, because of our fear of being vulnerable, of being hurt again. So it's very, very important that we become in tune with this area on more levels than just exercise. But we need to exercise it from a spiritual perspective as well as a physical perspective. You have anything you want to add to that, Lady T?
No, I think you have said it best. I do want to say, like, for another good vitamin for, you know, as we get older, and especially the women who are going into the menopause state, evening primrose oil, which you can get at a health food store, definitely helps, like with hot flashes. So if you ever experience a hot flash can come at any time. Doesn't matter what you're doing, it'll just hit you. It's like a microwave inside of your body, and it helps to balance you out, so that, you know, and that's a natural way. I when I went through my hysterectomy, I didn't take their estrogen pills. I just, it was just too much on my body and too high of a risk. So I went natural, and it actually worked. So
okay,
I mean,
and what are some natural things that you took to help you with that?
I did the vitamin B, the evening primrose oil definitely was the key vitamin for hot flashes.
Okay.
And and then, you know, I just herbal teas, you know, I just really did a lot of relaxation, breathing, things like that, because I mean, it's not just the thing that you consume in your body. It has everything to do with your mindset, how you handle yourself during certain situations. And so I just learned how to breathe through it. I learned how to just relax, because during times like that is when you start to tense up. The herbal teas really helped, and the B vitamins kept me less stressed.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really get into a whole bunch of vitamin intake. I did a multivitamin, and then, you know, just my B's and the evening primrose oil, and then my teas and the breathing and the meditation, and those all work.
Okay, that's
yep.
Great. I like that. Anything that is natural and healthy and doesn't cause, you know, side effects, those are definitely things that you want to, you know, experience and ingest and take, because, you know, the side effects a lot of times can be worse than actual problem you have. You know, you hear all these commercials on TV, you know, and it's like, okay, well, we're going to help you with Propecia or rosacea, but you know you're
right.
Gonna have diarrhea. You know you're gonna have
all the side effects.
May have
crazy.
Heart failure, and
right.
You know it's like, well, damn, I don't think I want to take this. And that's the idea of the pharmaceutical company and in the health industry today in general, is to keep you ill so they can continue to make that dollar off you, and you could die early, and you know, but that's a whole nother show.
Yeah. So somebody's asking in the chat room, do Kegels help with pelvic inflammation? And, you know, one answer was given, allowing the cervix time to close is helpful. Definitely that is a helpful thing, not having sex on a regular basis, but Kegel helps to strengthen. For sure, it helps to strengthen your muscle, but you definitely have to allow the usage of your walls. You have to let them relax, because a lot of inflammation comes from too much usage, and if you don't have time to relax and heal in between, will cause it to inflame even more. But the Kegels are really used for the strengthening of the muscle.
Right.
So,
yeah. For the strengthening, not necessarily for the inflammation.
Yeah, not for this is for the strengthening, but you know, just like you know, Doc is saying, the allowing the cervix time to close is helpful. So definitely take time, and the healing time and
some abstinence.
You know, absolutely. Mm-hmm. If you are experiencing, you know, pelvic inflammation, definitely you have to go through a healing process.
Right. Now, we want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. You guys have been great. We could not do this without you. So please remember to join us Tuesday, March 12th, for another sweet episode of Honey Soul Radio. Now, Lady T, please let everyone know where they can find you.
So Lady T has been trying to get her Facebook up, but, you know, I'm always, at the time I need to go do it, I haven't done it. But You can email me at ladytlovecoach@gmail.com. And I am trying to get my Facebook up for my love coaching. You know, so the best way to reach me is through ladytlovecoach@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook under Tamara Peyton Bell.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and put that in the chat room?
Okay.
And I'll go ahead, and I want to also inform everyone that Daddy Duvain will be a regular host on Honey Soul Radio every third Thursday of the month, starting in April. Daddy Duvain is a sexual intuit as well as a psychic sex healer. So, yes, he will be joining me here on Honey Soul Radio, where we will get into the sacred sex religion as well as sexual spirit, transportation, intuition, psychic, and as well as sexual tarot reading. So we'll be doing that every third Thursday starting in April right here. You can hear me and Daddy Ben help you step your sexual language and communication up. So right here. Now, for all of your fun-loving boudoir accessories, visit us online at honeyloveromance.com and love is O-U-V. Fan us on Facebook, facebook.com/honeyloveromance for all of your romance and sex tips and great, sweet information. Honey Soul has a Facebook page as well, facebook.com/honeysoulradio, and add a little honey to your flavor. Get with me on Twitter, twitter.com/thehoneydiva, all one word. Also, check me out on Facebook, Honey, The Honey Diva. That's right, Honey Diva's on Facebook. I'm coming with you with different sexual wisdom, education, just a great, great informative page that is here to service men and women so they can spice up their love life and continue in their sexual intimacy. Read Sexy, Honey Love Romance Magazine.com, and live in the sensual and loving and delicious. Now, make good love. Keep your love alive and vibrant by exploring your sensuality. Enjoy passion and experience all six senses, with the sixth being love. Take the time to cultivate passion and pleasure. Give yourself permission to honor your sensuality and birth those ideas and visions and things that only sexual creativity and love can make manifest. Celebrate and embrace all that you are. Be love and be loved. Until we meet again on Honey Soul Radio, good night.
I see the way you look at me. Right. I pray for you. There's no pain, no fear, only you and I.
And you.